3 points here, but it was a bit of a nail biter at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they just resorted to playing for corners. They brought more big players onto the pitch, just pumped it in there, hoping for a goal. They got a goal, which I thought was a foul on the keeper. Horrible way to play, I think, but you've got to deal with it. So I was pleased with the way they competed, our players competed.
It's always been a problem, hasn't it? We saw it against Notts County earlier on in the season when balls are pumped in, that the defence falls apart a little bit, but they stood firm today.
Well, I think that they've shown a bit of resilience, you know. I mean, we had some good opportunities. When we got 2-0, I thought, you know, took a risk then and started pumping men forward, and I thought we might get a few more opportunities on the counter-attack. And I think if we'd have used the ball better, we would have done. But we got caught up in the game a little bit where they were pumping long balls, so we decided we were going to pump long balls instead of showing a little bit of composure and pass the ball and get into spaces and move it, which we're good at, you know. So that's inexperience, you know, and experienced players recognise the fact that we need to keep the football. Inexperienced players get caught up in the fracas, it was, you know, but, you know, they're learning all the time. And but at the end of the day, you can only ask them to do the best, and then that's what they've given me.
A massive result to come to another side that's down there on their own patch and get the 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, it puts us on 22 points. I'm pleased with the result, obviously. It's a great 3 points. We need to continue improving. I think we are doing. We had the blip at Wrexham, you know, we had the blip at home against Bury. These things happen with inexperienced players sometimes, and, you know, I'm just pleased with the way that things are going.
What about Simon Brown? Had to go off just before half time. It looks like it's a recurrence of the hamstring.
Yeah, it looks like it. He felt it, so we didn't take any chances. We pulled him straight off. We're just going to have to assess that one. But it's a surprise, because he came on at Wrexham and looked sharp, and he's looked sharp in training, and there's been no problems. Funny things, hamstrings. We've just got to deal with it, and probably have to take a bit more care in the strengthening of that area in his leg.
Now, the two goals that Mansfield did score, for separate reasons, were good goals. The first was, of course, all the build-up to it, and then the cross from Jake Buxton. That was a nice piece of passing play, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the first time, well, one of the first occasions in the first half where we actually passed the ball better, crisply, and moved it quick and got people running, and a good bit of play, and a good cross and a good header, you know, so that was pleasing.
And Giles Coke for the second goal, a class piece of play by the youngster, wasn't it, at the edge of the penalty area?
Yeah, we were one possession in midfield, and Giles made a forward run after passing it to John Dallaria, who picked him out with a lovely crisp pass. I thought he might have lost it with his first touch, but he managed to regain his balance and did a bit of tricky footwork, and of course a great strike, and to be fair, I thought that was a worthy winner of the game, really.
What about John Alafielder? Not here again today. Is he likely to be fit again for Saturday? Is he still feeling the effects of the flu?
Yeah, I'm not so sure it's flu. He's got some sort of bug, and he's been sick and feeling weak and sickly. And in fact, in training yesterday, he was sick during the warm-up, so I just pulled him straight out. I said, John, you're not in a fit state, you know. We can't. You're going to do yourself more harm than good. It was fantastic of him, and it shows what a good spirit there is, that he tried to be fit. But I thought I'd look after him in that respect, and I thought Rhys Day was excellent today.
Finally, Peterborough then next Saturday. It's just really a chance to try and string a few wins together, because it's going win-loss at the moment, isn't it? A bit frustrating.
Yeah, well, consistency is the key. I mean, I'm not sure we're going to win. It'd be nice to get, you know, clean sheet. Maybe we might have to take a couple of nil-nils, but I was pleased with the way we showed resilience today, but I'm not happy with certain things in terms of composure on the ball and passing it.
Thanks, Peter. Congratulations.
Cheers.
Lovely, thanks.
All right.
Great.
That's all, Pete.